You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. You can listen to the Noontime News live on our website, KROXAM.com. Click on Listen Live. You can also listen by downloading the free KROX mobile app, or just say on your smart speaker, listen to KROX in Crookston, as it is now time for the Noontime News with Chris Fee.
As we take a look at our world and national news headlines on this Wednesday, April 3rd of 2024, good afternoon. The strongest earthquake in a quarter century has rocked Taiwan during the morning rush hour. Wednesday's quake killed 9 people, stranded dozens of workers at quarries, and sent some residents scrambling out windows of damaged buildings. The quake also injured more than 1,000. It was centered off the coast of rural, mountainous Hualien County, where some buildings leaned at severe angles. Their ground floor is crushed just over 150 kilometers away in the capital of Taipei. Tiles fell from older buildings and schools evacuated students to sports fields. The bodies of 6 foreign aid workers killed in an Israeli airstrike have started their journey back to their home countries. They were transported Wednesday out of the Gaza Strip and into Egypt. That's according to Egyptian state television. The 3 British citizens, a Polish citizen, and an Australian and a Canadian-American dual national worked for World Central Kitchen, an international charity. Their Palestinian driver was also killed. They were distributing food that had been brought into Gaza through a newly established maritime corridor late Monday when Israeli airstrikes targeted the 3 vehicles, killing everyone inside. Israel has acknowledged carrying out the strikes by mistake and says it had launched an independent investigation. Federal prosecutors are scolding the judge presiding over ex-President Donald Trump's classified documents case in Florida. The prosecutors are trying to warn off her potential jury instructions, they say, rest on a fundamentally flawed legal premise. The late Tuesday filing from special counsel Jack Smith's team responded to an unusual order from the U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon that asked prosecutors to file proposed jury instructions. The order asked them to respond to competing interpretations of the law that appeared to accept the Republican ex-president's argument he's entitled under the Presidential Records Act to keep sensitive documents he's now charged with possessing. Trump's lawyers are renewing their demand for the judge to dismiss the indictment. And a Biden administration-appointed review board has issued a scathing indictment of Microsoft corporate security and transparency. The panel says in Tuesday's report that a cascade of errors by the tech giant let state-backed Chinese cyber operators break into email accounts last year of senior U.S. officials, including Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo. The Cyber Safety Review Board describes what it says is shoddy cybersecurity, a lax corporate culture, and a lack of sincerity about the company's knowledge of the targeted breach, which affected multiple U.S. agencies that deal with China. Microsoft said it appreciated the board's investigation. It added that recent events have demonstrated a need to adopt a new culture of engineering security in their own network. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust, to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Brian Frisk has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Brian Frisk.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Well, as we take a look at our present conditions right now in downtown Crookston, we have a beautiful day shaping up. We have sunny skies, 45 degrees, a north wind of 13, gusting up to around 20. The wind chill at 39. Humidity's at 46%. And the barometric pressure right now is at 30 inches even. And that is falling. As we take a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for this afternoon, sunny, a high near 50. It'll be breezy, north winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to 25. Then tonight, clear, low around 25. Northeast winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. We'll continue to see a warm-up over the rest of the week. And then on the weekend, Sunday, Monday, we could see a chance of precipitation, but a slight chance of precipitation at this point. We'll tell you all about that coming up a little later in our noontime news. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies, 45 degrees, and a wind chill of 39. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the state news. That's going to be coming up right after this.
Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, they are now looking for a full-time office secretary. Experience with computers and QuickBooks is preferred, but they will train. This position is 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and offers full benefits. You can apply for the office secretary position by dropping off your resume, or you can pick up an application at Pru Refrigeration and Heating, located at 524 Marin Avenue in Crookston.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care. Riverview Health.
As we take a look at the state news, Minnesota Senate Republicans could not convince Democrats during Tuesday's debate on education policy to require that school districts give teachers and parents timely notice of any violence on school grounds or at school activities that cause injury. Eden Prairie Democrat Steve Swadzinski says he appreciates much of what's in the proposal.
Have a hearing on this bill next session and get more information from all the stakeholders in order for us to make a better decision.
Waconia Republican Julia Coleman told Swadzinski she's grateful he's willing to discuss it next session. However,
when we have teachers getting grazed with bullets, when we have teachers getting stabbed, when we have students getting TBIs, this is something I would like to address now.
TBIs, by the way, are traumatic brain injuries. Little Falls Republican Nathan Wiesenberg says the Senate should pass it to this session, not kick it down the road. As we take a look at the rest of the state news at this hour, a man is dead after an overnight shooting in St. Paul's Frogtown neighborhood. About 1 a.m. this morning, officers responded to multiple 911 reports of shots fired and someone being shot, with multiple people driving away from the scene. Officers found nothing on arrival when another 911 call came in, saying the victim was being brought to Regents Hospital in a private vehicle. The male victim was pronounced dead shortly after arriving. No arrests have been made, and investigators ask anyone with information to call. The Ramsey County Medical Examiner's Office is working to identify the victim and cause of death. This is St. Paul's seventh homicide this year. A Minneapolis man has been federally charged with maliciously damaging a Minneapolis hair salon through an explosive device. Court documents say around 2:49 a.m. November 20th, 2022, an explosive device detonated at a Minnesota hair salon in Minneapolis, causing interior and exterior damage. A Ring camera video recording shows 59-year-old Michael Francisco placing the device on the window of the salon and fleeing before it exploded. Almost a year later, on November 6, 2023, video footage captured Francisco vandalizing the same hair salon by throwing a landscape rock through the salon's window, causing it to break before he fled the scene. A search warrant of Francisco's residence on March 8, 2024, turned up evidence for both incidents, a revolver with ammunition and methamphetamine. Francisco's next hearing is scheduled for next Monday, April 8th. And authorities say a Bloomington woman was pointing a BB gun when a South Lake Minnetonka police officer shot at her vehicle before it crashed in Chanhassen last week. The Minnesota BCA says Officer Zachary Robertson fired his handgun through his windshield at the vehicle driven by 33-year-old Amanda Nelson as she drove off. Nelson was wanted on aggravated assault arrest warrant out of Illinois and led authorities on a chase. Officers used a pit maneuver to disable the car, and it rolled over. Agents say a Smith & Wesson BB air pistol was recovered from her vehicle. And that is about it on the state news. The State Patrol is warning residents that sneaky car buying scams are plaguing the state right now. If you're buying from a dealership, investigators recommend looking up the business online and reviewing what customers are saying. In other words, in Crookston, you go to Christian Brothers, you go to Fertile, you go to Christian Motors, you go to Bro Chevrolet here in town. You go to the ones you know, is I guess what we're going to tell you. Don't go to Larry's corner lot with two cars on it. Probably not a good way to go there. No offense to Larry, whoever he is. But that is about it on our state news. We will take a break. We'll be back. And I guess the best way, if they probably advertise on TV or radio, you're probably pretty safe there because you're not getting scammers doing that. That is as far as car dealerships go. We will take a break. We'll be back. And we will take a look at the sports. That's going to be coming up right after this.
Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, they are now looking for a full-time office secretary. Experience with computers and QuickBooks is preferred, but they will train. This position is 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and offers full benefits. You can apply for the office secretary position by dropping off your resume, or you can pick up an application at Pru Refrigeration and Heating, located at 524 Marin Avenue in Crookston.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care. Riverview Health.
As we take a look at the sports scene from yesterday, as you heard here on KROX, the season opener for Crookston and Ada Borup West baseball, and it was a back-and-forth battle, but Ada Borup West was able to outlast the Pirates, and they came away with a 14-11 victory. Crookston was led by Lucas Peralta. He went 2-for-2 with two triples in his first two at-bats. He was then intentionally walked twice and hit by a pitch after that. He had 4 runs batted in, 3 walks, and 3 runs scored. Not a bad first varsity start for the sophomore. Grayson Ecker, another sophomore, he was 2-for-3 with 5 runs scored and a walk. Blake Melsha was 1-for-5 with a run. Blake is one of the two seniors on the squad. And then Carter Fee was 1-for-5 with an RBI, another sophomore. Crookston improves to or drops to 0-1. They will travel to Red Lake Falls next Friday to take on the Red Lake County Rebels, a game you'll be able to hear on KROX. Ada Borup West improves to 1-0 on the year. They were led by Austin McCraven, who went 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs and 2 runs scored. Also for the Pirate Tracksters, they were in action yesterday in their second meet of the season at Concordia College in Moorhead. And it was the Pirate Girls. They finished 10th out of 12 teams. It was won by Barnesville with 119 points. That was 20 points or 30 points better than Minnewaska area. And the boys, the Pirates finished 11th out of 12 teams. East Grand Forks won the meet. They beat Minnewaska area by 10 points. As we take a look at the individual results, Ashlyn Bailey, she continues to have a good start to the season. She finished fourth in the 200, fifth in the 55, and Peter Wiersma is the top overall Pirate finisher with a third-place finish in the high jump with a jump of 5'6". And also in JV baseball yesterday, Ada Borup West beat Crookston 12-10 in junior high or middle school, because they do use 6th through 8th graders. It was Ada Borup West beating Crookston 4-3 in game 1. Game 2, Ada Borup West won 6-3. The Milwaukee Brewers, they beat the Minnesota Twins 3-2 in a good game yesterday afternoon. The Wild, they beat Ottawa 3-2. In college softball, it was St. Cloud State sweeping UMC in UMC's home opener, 7-1 and 3-2. The Timberwolves, they pick up a win over Houston, 113-106. On the sports scene for today, the Twins, they're in action as we speak. We'll join up with them at 1 o'clock as they take on Milwaukee and game two of the two-game series. The WNIT is tonight, the Final Four, or the Fab Four, I guess we have to call it. It's the Gopher Women taking on Troy University out of Alabama. 5:30 the pregame, 6 o'clock will be the opening tip. And the other semifinal game, St. Louis takes on Vermont. The Timberwolves, they host Toronto tonight at 7. And that is about it on the sports scene. Good news for Gopher hockey fans. The Gopher men's hockey team received some pretty good news. Jimmy Snuggerud is coming back for his junior season. Everybody, of course, hoping he doesn't pull a Logan Cooley, who did the same thing this time last year and then ended up signing an NHL contract in the summer. But as of now, Jimmy Snuggerud coming back, that's big news for Gopher hockey. And that is about it. During the Pirate baseball game yesterday, we told you about the 12.3 million average viewers for the LSU and Iowa women's basketball game. It is the most watched basketball game ever on ESPN. And more than to think, well, there's a whole list. I'm not going to get into them. I don't want to give you the wrong ones. But one of the more popular games in TV history in the past year, let alone outside of the Super Bowl, of course. But it's had more viewers than any NBA game except for one, more viewers than any NHL game, more viewers, well, Major League Soccer, that's not a surprise there. Yeah, there's a bunch of them. Any college football game besides Michigan and Ohio State, and we could go on and on. But a lot of people watching. It'll be interesting to see what Friday's viewership is like when Iowa takes on UConn. And there's another game, too. I don't think people are as excited about NC State and South Carolina. That is about it on the sports scene. We will take a break. We'll be back. Again, all the stories, the stats, the scores, the pictures, and more on our website, KROXAM.com, and click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the local news and the weather. That'll be coming up right after this.
My name is Curtis Allison. I'm the Polk and Riddick County Veteran Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Riddick County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Riddick County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
Stock up on paper supplies and save at Hugo's Family Marketplace. 6 double rolls of select Bounty paper towels, $12.99. 6 to 9 mega rolls of select Charmin Ultra Bath Tissue, they're $12.99. And the 25 to 42 count select Tide Pods are $12.99. You can find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com and order your groceries online at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
3 for the girls. Well, as we take a look at the local news, the Polk County property tax statements were released and mailed to all homeowners within the county on Friday, March 29th, and began reaching mailboxes on Monday, April 1st. This year, approximately 30,000 statements were issued. Along with the 2024 tax statements, the 2025 home valuation notices were mailed to Polk County homeowners on just a few days prior. Director of Polk County Property Records, Sam Melby, explains the disparity of both notices.
Let's make sure to separate these statements that were mailed out from the valuation notices that were actually mailed the week before. The valuation notices would have been received probably on March 27th to 29th, somewhere in there. Those are the values for the 2025 taxes.
And if property owners have questions and concerns regarding home valuations, they can make an appeal or check the information to make sure it's correct. You can contact the Polk County Assessor's Office. Melby explains the options for homeowners to appeal their valuations.
In April, there will be local board of appeal and equalization meetings going on, and that is where the property owner can go in and talk to either our assessor's office, or if the local jurisdiction has their own meeting, they will have those where they can talk to the township boards or the city councils if they hold their own meeting on these, and where they can appeal their value.
If homeowners cannot come to an agreement in their local jurisdictions, they may appeal to the Polk County Board in June. The valuation notices received last week by Polk County residents states the actual value of their homes in 2025. All home valuations were certified January 2nd, 2024 for taxes payable in 2025. Many may question why the value of their homes are increasing at such a high rate as well as the property taxes. Melby explains that each county in the state simply follows the amount of home sales through each calendar year, which determines the new value.
What we do is we follow the sales. The sales study that we would have done for these values would have been from October of 22 through September of 23, and that's the study area that we would have used, or the study time frame. Sales of homes, commercial for commercial properties. If that data is not available, we would extend the area. Like normally it's within a city or a township, you know, within the local jurisdiction that we would want to study that. Like Crookston sales for Crookston values, East Grand Forks sales for East Grand Forks values, Fauston for Fauston.
Listed on the property tax statements are the due dates for a property tax payment. The due date for property tax payments for all residential properties, excluding mobile homes, is May 15, 2024. Payments for seasonal recreation, such as lake homes and cabins, are now due by October 15, 2024, and payments for agricultural properties are due by November 15, 2024. Washington Elementary School is gearing up for its annual kindergarten roundup, which will take place on Wednesday, April 10th at Washington School from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. The event is intended for children that will have turned 5 years old by September 1st, 2024. It is free for all incoming students and parents to attend. Washington kindergarten teacher Monica Parento explains what parents and students can expect during the roundup.
What we will do, the children come to the classroom for a little bit and they'll get a kind of a window into what kindergarten rooms look like, and sing a song, we'll do a story. While the children are with us, the parents will stay in the gymnasium and they'll talk to our school principal, Mrs. Oliver, as well as a few other representatives.
And the parents and students will also have the chance to learn about the different programs that Washington School will offer during the year, along with meeting their potential teachers. Every student that attends will receive a free toolkit, which includes different academic tools that will help prepare the kids for kindergarten, such as number line, scissors, and writing utensils. Washington School staff is encouraging parents to bring their child's original state-issued birth certificate, immunization records, and if the child participated in early childhood screening in a district other than Crookston, to bring those records as well. The reason to bring these documents is so Washington School can process those documents and get the child registered for kindergarten as soon as possible. Washington School kindergarten teacher Renee Tanquist explains that this event is very beneficial for incoming kindergarten students to attend and will give them experience prior to attending their first day of class.
I think it's really a time where it gets them excited about coming to school, and they get to see other students their age, and they get to talk about school and look forward to it for the rest of the summer. A lot of them think it's already time to start school after they've been to Roundup the next day.
And registration for Kindergarten Roundup will begin at 3:15, 15 minutes prior to the start. Again, this is a free event for parents looking to register their child for kindergarten in the Crookston Public School District. And Marvin Bannerman has been awarded the Benedictine Living Community of Crookston Athlete of the Month for April. Marvin is a kind, caring, and motivated personality. He uplifts those around him with his positivity. His hard work in therapy is allowing him to meet his goals and soon discharge home. He has shown hard work and dedication into his short-term care and rehab stay. Some of Marvin's favorites include food, pork chops. Season is summer, a rainy day activity, just lie around, Exercise, walking, and a favorite sport is hockey and football. As we take a look at the arrest report, the Northwest Regional Corrections Center staff reported the arrest of Philip Wayne Shaw, 43, of Benomen, for third-degree DUI, Todd Richard Ferris, 34, of Erskine, for fifth-degree drug possession over a controlled substance, Michelle May Buffalo, 34, of Red Lake, for theft of a motor vehicle without consent of the owner. Well, we're sad to say we continue to have more obituaries coming in. First, we have the full obituary now for Jean Marie Tomford, 85, of Crookston, passed away peacefully in her home early Friday morning, March 29th, with her devoted family at her side. She was born December 5th, 1938, in Crookston. Jean was the daughter of Norman and Lulu Bratrud. She was baptized and confirmed at Trinity Lutheran Church and grew up in the Loving home together with her sister Norma and brothers John and Douglas. After graduation from Crookston Central High School, the class of 1956, Jean furthered her education at the Bethesda Hospital School of Nursing in Crookston, graduated as a licensed practical nurse in 1957. And on December 27, 1958, Jean was united in marriage to the love of her life, John Arthur Tomford, with a ceremony at Trinity Lutheran Church. Sadly, Joan passed away July 15th of 2011, and one of their four children of Jody, Jana, Joan, and Jim. And Jen will lovingly be remembered. Jean will lovingly be remembered and sadly missed by her three living children, Jody Menge, Jana Biermeyer, and James Tomford, all of Crookston, son-in-law Paul Mercil, 12 grandchildren, Angela Mensch, Jason Mensch, Jeffrey Mensch, Eric Biermeyer, Lucas Biermeyer, Nicholas Biermeyer, Andrew Biermeyer, Joshua, Zachary and Ethan Mercil, Nathan Tomford and Isaac Tomford, and 23 great-grandchildren. She also leaves her sister, Norma Buckmiller of Crookston, brother and sister-in-law, Douglas and Mary Bratrud of Erskine, and sister-in-law Pat Bratrud of Crookston, and many nieces, nephews, extended family, and friends. In addition to John, her soulmate for over 63 years, Jean was preceded in death by her daughter, Joan, son-in-law Mark Menge, parents Norman and Lulu Bratrud, brother John Jack Bratrud, and a brother-in-law, Daniel Jim Buckmiller. And from John's family, parents-in-law Harold and Lucille Tomford, stepmother-in-law Nellie Jefferson Tomford, and sister-in-law Audrey Turnland and her husband Stanley. A memorial service celebrating Jean's life will be held at 10:30 a.m. Friday, April 15th at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Crookston with the Reverend Steve Bowler officiating. Visitation with the family will be for 1 hour prior to the funeral. The service will be live-streamed by going to Jean's obituary page. Burial will be at the Oakdale Cemetery in Crookston later in the spring. Catherine Kathy Lynn Swenson passed away March 28, 2024 at Fairmeadow Nursing Home in Fertile. She was born December 9, 1958 at St. Francis Hospital in Crookston to Roy and Myrtle Scully of Gently. She was baptized and confirmed at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Gently. She attended elementary school in Gently, and then later her high school years were spent at Central High School in Crookston. In 1978, she met Keith Swenson, and they were married in July of that same year. They moved to Fertile and were blessed with four children, Les, Kylie, Katie, and Danny. Keith and Kathy raised a young family on the Swenson farm outside of Fertile. Kathy is survived by her significant other, K.O. Thompson of Cape Coral, Florida, her four children, Les Swanson of Wapaton, Kylie DeRozier of Fertile, Katie Sipp of Fertile, and Danny Swenson of Barnesville, eight grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, siblings Dan Duquette of Crookston, Karen Hagen of North Carolina, Corrine Maynard of North Carolina, and sister-in-law Roxanne Scully of North Carolina. And she also had a huge extended family in Fertile and Cape Coral, Florida. Kathy was preceded in death by her parents, Roy and Myrtle Scully, father and mother-in-law, August and Clarine Swenson, and two brothers, Dale and Dwayne Scully. In lieu of flowers, the family asked that donations be made to the youth football or youth wrestling programs of the Fertile Beltrami School District or Essentia Hospice of Foston. A memorial service at 11 a.m. on Friday, April 26th at Concordia Lutheran Church. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 Thursday, April 25th at Concordia Lutheran Church with a prayer service to follow. Interment will be at St. Peter's Catholic Cemetery of Gently. David John Hagee, 61, of Eldred, passed away at his home Monday, March 25th, of natural causes. A memorial service for David will be held at a date yet to be determined. The Stenchel Housky Funeral Home of Crookston is assisting with the arrangements. Daniel Eldon Cram, 73, known affectionately as Dan, to his loved ones, passed away at Riverview Hospital. Born in Crookston, August 7th, 1950, Dan's journey came to an unexpected end on March 29th. Educated at Crookston High School, Dan is described as caring and generous. Left to mourn Dan's passing are his children, Bill Anderson of Belle Plaine, Minnesota, Joe Savoda of East Grand Forks, Anne of Grand Forks, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, three of them, siblings, Barb and Larry Cram, as well as many other nieces, nephews, and cousins. Dan was preceded in death by his wife, Patricia, and grandchildren, Jacob Anderson and Connie Napier. The funeral service honoring Dan Cram's life will be at the Stenchel Housky Funeral Home in Crookston on Thursday, April 4th. Visitation with the family will be for 1 hour prior to the service, with Trey Everett officiating. Burial will be at a later date. That is a look at the local news as we now take a look at the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies, 45 degrees, a north wind of 13 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Humidity is at 46%. Barometric pressure is at 30 inches, and that is continuing to fall. Again, 30 inches right now in downtown Crookston. The wind chill, 39, with that north wind of 13, gusting up to 20, and we have sunny skies, 45 degrees. Taking a look at the almanac for yesterday, we had a high of 45, a low of 28. The average high, 45. The average low, 26. Year ago high, 34. Year ago low, 21. The record high, 75, set in 1921. The record low, 3 below, set in 1975. The sun rose at 7:01. The sun will set at 7:59 for 12 hours and 58 minutes of daylight. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for today. Going to be a nice one. Sunny, a high near 50. It'll be breezy, north winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to 25. Tonight, clear, a low around 25, northeast winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. Thursday, sunny, a high near 53, northeast winds of 5 to 10. And then on Thursday night, mostly clear, lows in the 25 to 30 degree range, northeast winds around 10 miles an hour. Friday, it'll be sunny, a high near 55, southeast winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny, a high near 60, southeast winds of 20 to 25, gusting up to 30. Sunday, a 30% chance of rain, mainly after 1 p.m. It'll be mostly sunny, a high near 55. It'll be breezy with a southeast wind of 15 to 20, gusting up to 30. Monday, a 30% chance of rain, partly sunny, a high near 55, wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. And then on Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high near 60, southwest winds of 5 to 15, gusting up to 20. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies, 45, a wind chill of 39, and on our way to a high right around 50 degrees today. That is a look at the Noontime News on this Wednesday, April 3rd.